In Matthew chapter 16 and Matthew chapter 18, both, the Lord says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Just like John 20:23, if you forgive their sins, they're forgiven. What if you don't? Of course, in Matthew 16 and Matthew 18, and for sure Matthew 18, he really talks about unforgiveness in Matthew 18. And then in Matthew 18:19, again, I'll tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father in heaven. What kind of a promise is that? Oh, let me ask you this question. Look at Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now then, if you are a man and you have a wife, or if you're a wife and you have a husband, there's two of you, right? If the two of you are walking together in love with each other, should there ever be a time in the church when the man and the wife that are married is not walking in a love walk with each other? No. We should be walking in love with each other, right? So if that's true, then have you ever got out of a love walk with your mate? I'm just truthful. Every once in a while, I'll do something. I don't mean to do nothing wrong. But I told my wife the other night, I said, you know, I guess I'm in a doghouse again. I didn't mean to do the wrong, but obviously I did. And y'all know what I mean? Have you been there and done that? Have you said something wrong and your wife says, he don't love me no more. He wouldn't have said that like that. You know, and do husbands and wives think the same? No, they don't think the same, do they? Well, that's why God told us to love each other and forgive each other 100% of the time, right? Don't never hold a grudge against each other. Because if you and I are walking in a love walk with ourselves, with God, and with our mate, then according to that verse, Matthew 18:19, what could we ask the Lord for? Anything? That doesn't leave out much, does it, son? Now, this has been the 10th year that we bought Christmas for foster children, for underprivileged children, for handicapped children, homeless children. Cheryl has bought gifts for how many children, honey? 4,725 children and 651 homeless families. One woman has been involved in initiating that thing. Now, what can one person do for the kingdom of God? So what's impossible with her? That's right, nothing. I mean, she's her own limitations. I mean, she started out this year saying, I'm going to get $100,000. I'm going to be, boy, she's saying, I'm going to buy Christmas. I mean, she's saying things that I ain't even got the faith to believe. You see, some of us can have faith for some areas more than others, right? Almost has taken in $70,000, and she has bought presents for over 4,000 children and 650-something families she's bought Christmas for. I mean, she goes to town with her Suburban, loads it completely down, and takes it and gives it to all these different people, these places, and distributes these thousands of gifts to all these children. Now then, as a child of God, what can she do? I can do what? All things. I hear some of you ladies now say, I could never have done that. You know why you can't do that? Because you don't believe you can do that. This girl believes she can do it. And she's done it. But think about this. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. I'm telling you that if there is any kind of an issue with unforgiveness with anybody, any way, anywhere, between you or them and you, you need to do your part and go to them and get right with them. Now, if you tell them, I know you have an unforgiveness toward me, but I am extremely sorry for what I've done, and I'm asking you to please forgive me. And they say, no, I'm never going to forgive you. Well, you've done your part. It's now on them. Well, I had a guy here a while back that came to church, and he had a brain tumor, and he wanted me to pray for him. He said, I understand you have a healing ministry, and I've never seen this young man before. He came to church one night. Well, and he says, I want you to pray for me. I've got a brain tumor. I said, okay, I've learned that there's no brain tumors without some kind of sin. So I said, you've got some kind of sin in your life. Well, if there is, I don't know what it is. I'm washed in the blood. I said, well, okay. I said, how's your love walk with your wife? He kind of looked over at her and he said, it's okay. I said, honey, how's your love walk with him? And she immediately starts crying. Now, what do you think's wrong here? You think there's something rotten here? Yes. And I said, there's something wrong here. I said, you got a problem with your wife. He said, well, yes, I do. See, he was trying to lie to me. Why do people not tell me the truth? Who do you think they're talking to when they're talking to me?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. He's standing right here. He's here with me. So can you lie to him? No, you can't tell God a lie. He knows your heart. There ain't no use in you trying to lie to me thinking you're going to get healed. Because it ain't going to work because I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer, not me. I just get to pray for you. But anyway, he said, yes, I have a problem. She did something I don't like. And he said, I'm never going to forgive her for it. I said, well, son, I said, you got to forgive her. You know, I said, that's why you got the brain tumor. He said, I don't believe that. So I'm going to take you to a scripture now in Matthew 18:19. According to Matthew 18:19, what can two of us, that boy and that girl, man and wife, what could they ask God for and get an answer for if they're walking in obedience to his word? He said anything, didn't he? So if the boy's got brain tumors, hey, they can ask for that to be removed. But let's go on down and let's start at verse 21. Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? Now then, here's what happens usually. Especially if it's your wife, like this guy's wife. She did something he didn't like. Okay, now, I don't think he'd ever forgiven her at all, not even one time. Peter is asking the question, Lord, if my brother sins against me seven times, I forgive him seven times, am I going to be okay? I mean, that sounds like a lot. Is seven times a lot? It really is when it comes to unforgiveness. You know, I mean, it may not sound like much, but that ain't Jesus' answer. That's only Peter's answer. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee seven times, but 70 times seven. That's 490 times. Is that going to take some real doing? Yes, it is. Most people can't go there. Now let's see why it's so important that we forgive so many times. Verse 23 and 24. Therefore, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. Now he's talking about himself and about us. That's who this is all about. It says, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, 10,000 talents, a few years ago, it was 3.8 billion. When I used to think about a million, and then I thought a billion was 1,000 million, I think, no, I can't even think like it. Nobody could ever spend that much money. Nobody. I don't care. Not even my wife could spend that kind of money. You give it to her for them kids, she'd feed the whole world, I'll tell you for sure. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king and owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife to be sold, and his children to be sold, and all that he had in payment to be made. Now, in this verse right here, nearly everybody misses the statement. Because of this unforgiveness, who in the family is going to suffer the consequences? The man, the woman, the children, and every asset the man had is going to become legal property of the enemy. When a man and a woman get married, they become one. In fact, I had an experience years ago when I first learned this, son. There was a man, a deacon in a Baptist church, that had had cancer for 8 years. And they finally had sent the man home to die. It's over. His son came to me. And he told me, he said, Thurman, I've heard you talking about healing, and I want to tell you about my dad. He's been sent home to die. And he said, they say there's no hope now. They spent all the money he had, and now then he's going to die. And so he said, what do you think the cause for this is? And I said, well, tell me about your dad. I said, is he a man that holds grudges, or is he a man that walks in love? He said, oh, my dad's the finest man. He said, he's a Baptist deacon. Said he walks in love, said he loves to teach Bible study class. He said, my dad's never held a grudge against nobody. I said, okay, tell me about your mother. He said, Thurman, my mother's not sick. I said, that don't make any difference. When a man and woman get married, they become one. So I said, tell me about your mother. He said, well, now, mother's a different situation. He said, she holds grudges against all kinds of people. I said, there's your answer. I said, guarantee your daddy is sick with cancer because of your mother's sin. I said, your mother's sin has opened the door to the kingdom of darkness, and Satan has legal reign in that whole family everywhere he wants to go and do what he wants to because of this unforgiveness. And I said, he struck your daddy. Since he had access to everybody, he's going to take your daddy out first. I said, once he kills your daddy, then he'll come to your mother, and I guarantee your mother won't live over 2 or 3 months after your daddy. I said, he'll take her out next. He said, so what do I got to do? I said, you got to go to your mother. You got to tell your mother she has got to forgive everybody from her heart. I said, now, since they've been raised in a Baptist church, she's not going to believe that her husband's sick because of her sin. But I said, she can believe Mark 11, 25 and 26 real easy, where the Lord says, if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, neither will I forgive you. I said, that's real easy, isn't it? I said, now just think, what if you get to heaven one day and you had a bunch of unforgiveness and the Lord says, oh, who are you? And you say, well, I'm Thurman Scrivener. I've died on earth and I'm ready to come in. Oh, you're Thurman Scrivener. You're the one that had the unforgiveness towards Bob and Susie and Jane. He said, didn't you read in my word where I said, if you do not forgive them, neither will I forgive you? And since I haven't forgiven you, no profane thing is going to be in my heaven. So into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. How would you like to be confronted with that when you got home? Whoa, he said, I never thought about it like that. I said, go tell your mother she's got to forgive those people and get right with them. So they went and told his mother, and his mother did call everybody and get right with them, because it is written in God's word, Mark 11, 25 and 26. As well as some other places it says same thing. This man come and told me, said, Thurman, Mom forgave everybody. We called them or went to see them or something, but it's all taken care of. I said, okay, good. I said, now there's a wonderful promise in God's word in James 5, 14, 15, 16. James 5, 14 says, is any sick among you? Anybody in among you sick? Is anyone among you sick? Let's see what you have to do. He says, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, so far, this does not seem difficult at all, right? I mean, our part's real easy, isn't it? Now, then look what he said after we anoint him with oil. And the prayer of unbelief. Oh, is that what that says? Oh, the prayer of what?
Faith.
Oh, the prayer of faith. In other words, oh God, if it be your will you please heal Brother Bob? Do you hear any faith in that prayer? That's not what he's talking about, is it? He's talking about, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in John 14, 15, 16, pray the prayer of faith. Now, Father, we pray the prayer of faith. This man is now healed by your power in Jesus' name. That's faith. And then you say, thank you, Lord, it's done, praise God. Turn around to everybody and say, I guarantee he's going to get well because God made him a promise. I mean, if we can't guarantee God, who can we guarantee? Why do I think that Chevrolet is going to guarantee their car for 100,000 miles if I can't guarantee God?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled All His Promises Are Yes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.